right, my funny clock has just rolled over 1345, and you have reached out there, out in the ether, you have reached the one, the only Midwest version of the vintage sideband nut. No, no tubes, go home. And it is Swan Month. Those of you that have a Swan radio will definitely get the bell today. So let's get on with this spiel, and we'll do quick housekeeping, and we're going to get to our lonely eight. So let's go ahead and get started. The vintage sideband nut here meets most Saturday. Didn't happen last Saturday. At the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Nut, now that's the AM net at 3885 KCs. We operate at 3842 KCs, plus or minus QRM, and lately the Texoma traders have moved on. And the net starts at 845 Central Time, most of the time. This net is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, kind of like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Can't run FT8 on those boys. Now, our audio may be distorted. We've already had some of that this morning. Our signals may drift. I'm doing them pretty good so far. Hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. And like I said, I gotta get this on a mug one of these days. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. Well, this is normal, and it's welcome here. We're not ashamed. The vintage sideband welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other, newer, solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch. They have then achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with one of those more modern radios, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it can, and it probably will get ugly. So, take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off those precious, precious sweep tubes. Tune them up, and we'll be back to turn in to take additional check-ins and to do housekeeping. All right, tune them up, boys. This is N9 Arcane, the vintage sideband. Now go!
Oh boy, oh boy, one, two,
three, four, two. Radio! Radio!
And I'll have you know that these are grown men doing this into a microphone right now, yes. All right, this is N9RK, and we're going to go out and do a plug. The W1QC Wayne, who has been doing the recording of the net, and it has been posted at least a couple of events by the webmaster, and so it's there on the Vintage SSB website, where we got pictures of wonderful old sideband junk and a few of their operators. A spot there for wants and needs. A spot now that's been occupied so that you can listen to the prior net. Thank you, Wayne, who I met at the Stoughton Ham Fest and showed me how easy it was. But when you're a total idiot like me, well, at least I got to the website where the SDR is over in Michigan. So, all right, that we're going to keep that quick. Let's see. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the vintage sideband that please use phonetics and come now, real quick? All right, we're going to go to N8PYA. Larry, tell everybody who you are, which is Larry, where you're at. And what kind of old sideband junk? Are you bleeding green this morning, Larry? Come now. This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net.
Yes, bleeding green. Well, anyways,
Thanks for doing it. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, still running the original Green Machine station. Dependable. Just turn it on, let it warm up and talk. I will, get more of the other rigs in, but I still got, two other Green Machines I can run and amplifier. But anyhow, I'll work them in, get the 101 back on there and 101E. And I don't know, I may acquire some other vintage equipment and get it on the air too. So we'll see. This is Larry in Bowling Green, Ohio, where it's kind of chilly. I'm going to go watch the two youngest grandsons for a few minutes so the boy and his wife can, or a couple hours or so, I guess, go out to eat and get away from the kids for a while, have a little time together. I don't know what I'll do for the rest of the day. It's going to be inside because it's chilly out. Probably more cleaning in the room next to me, but anyhow, like I said, it's good to hear everybody. Thanks for doing the net. Back to you, Rick. N-A-P-Y-A.
All right, thank you, Larry. We love it when your Green Machine's bleeding green. All right, let's move on to November 1 Kilo Whiskey, N1KW. Tell us who you are, where you're at, and what kind of junk you're running. This is N9RK and the vintage sideband net.
Hey there, Rick and the Ricardo and the gang. This is Bob in Homer Glen, Illinois, just southwest of Chicago. I was thinking about going green this morning, but I changed my mind. I decided to go shades of gray and black. So I'm on the Drake TR4 with a 1/2 cent electric cartridge, of course. And the amplifier is the good old L4C, the old Drake L4 Crusher. And the same old antenna, it's about 180 foot long inverted V, apex at 65 feet with 3-inch spaced opal wire coming all the way into the big Frankenstein Memorial link coupled transmatch in the main shack there. Everybody sounds good here this morning, Rick, especially you, my man. Anyway, back to you there, Rick, N9RK and the gang, N1KW.
You realize that you're Bob number one today. Ta-da!
What an honor.
Yeah, Bob number one. I'm impressed. Very good. Thank you, Bob. On the Drake and it's not the L4B blaster, it's the L4C crusher. Thank you, Bob. WB2QLL, Pete, from Mount Pleasant. You know, and I think I've asked this before, have you ever been to Kansas and gone to Mount Sunflower? You know, do you have to have stages like when you go to Mount Everest?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Did you say Mount Sunflower?
Yeah, Mount Sunflower is in Kansas, and it's about as flat as the rest of Kansas. But I was just wondering, in Mount Pleasant, do they have stages, base camps?
I'll have to ask about that the next time I'm at the Village Hall. That would be worth getting involved with, yes. All right. N9KR, WB2QLL, or N9RK, rather.
I did know a KR years ago. Anyway.
Let's see. So, yes, good meeting everybody at the Stoughton Fest last weekend. And especially Rick, speaking of gobsmack, thank you very much for letting me know that I won a door prize after our meeting at Dave's storage unit. I did go back to the site, and everybody was packing up, and I did find an official, and I got my door prize, which was a $100 gift certificate to Alpha Antennas, which of course is a problem because most of what they sell is $400 or $600, and none of it do I really need, but I'll have to investigate that further. I've got a few weeks to go figure out what it is I want, but it is $100 worth anyway, which is not insignificant in my life.
So, the rig here is the ASU ST-107M, cream color version,
with the work bands and the rotary band switch.
Linear is the usual Henry 2K Classic X. The antenna is a doublet at 30 feet, fed with open wire line, homebrew. And the antenna tuner today is the Dentron DTR-3KA, and therein hangs a tail, because on Thursday afternoon,
I was on the air with this same setup, attempting to make a mod to the tuner, and I did. It didn't work out as I thought, but it does work. And then, later on Thursday night, quite late, like 10:30, 11 o'clock,
I wasn't using this tuner, I was using my homebrew tuner, but I heard a weak station, relatively weak station, on 30 meters, calling CQ, so I answered him. And it turns out to be the one and only Dennis Hadd, present founder of Dentron and Amp Supply and Ameritron. And he has been working and living in Cary, North Carolina for many years now, since Dentron went bust in a disaster around 1983-84, I guess. But the funny thing is that I had not used this Dentron. This Dentron had been sitting in my basement for years. And it was only on Thursday that I used it for the first time, and it was on Thursday night that I met its founder. I told him, you'll be happy to know that this afternoon I was on the air with one of your DTR-3KAs, and he just comes back and says, wow. N9RK, WB2QLL.
Well, that's a pretty good story, Pete. I like that. You know, of course, I'm on my Clipperton L, Dentron, and my Super Tuner, Dentron. Yes, the stuff you can't beat it with a hammer, and it's great. Thank you for checking in, Pete. K9TNN, one half of the dynamic duel from Milwaukee. Hello, Nikki. Come now.
Very good. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband app. This is K9TNN, Nick in Milwaukee. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Rick, Clark, Steve-O, Ken, guys I know out here. Good morning. Sunny day in Milwaukee. Let's see, we'll give the weather report. Doing okay. Nice early Saturday morning. Nothing's wrecked today so far, so that's a good sign for the day ahead. Station here. I've only got one classic sideband station. That is the Kenwood 590, the plain Jane, not even S now. So that, and I couple that into the green combination, SB220 into 40 meter delta room at 35 feet. And that's how it goes here. Straight B104. So everybody sounding good? Guy got a big lift here. Just want to wish everybody a nice weekend. And with that, my usual. The wife has no divorce papers in hand, but the dog didn't bite the hands that fed him. Well, good, no walking. Mr. N9RK, back tonight from B9TNN.
Well, thank you, Nick, and we always appreciate the green combo from Milwaukee. Hey, this is my neighbor. As the crow flies, he's probably less than a quarter mile away, and he owns his own hill. We call it Gill's Hill. KA9JJK. He's going to give me 60 over. Go now, Gill. I'm turning the volume down.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we're probably pretty young to first. From up into the trees, we can see each other. I'm running the Kenwood 830, all of them at Century. Now, my thoughts are, I wonder if
get on here more and get to know some people. What else is there to say? Trying to think. Not much. About 35 degrees overcast.
K9JJK, Oak Hill, and 60 over. Thank you very much on his 830. Now, here we are, the wizard, the one, the only wizard, the wizard of Northwest Illinois, Bob Squared today, Bob number two, and I have a big thank you to Bob because I didn't know that Central Electronics still had a depot. And I received a new dial for my VFO to match with my Central Electronics 20A. And only Bob, the wizard, would be able to conjure up something like that out of the ether. W9RAN, are you swanning today, Bob? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. N9RK, W9RAN with the all-vintage sidebander as well. And, happy to say our conjuring was successful. It's not, you know, always the case, but generally, we cast a spell and, you know, the thing happened. So, glad to help. Anyway, your and yours was a pretty sad case, we have to admit. So, yes, Swan, the 1973 solid state, SS 200 is the Swan du jour. I have the paperwork from Burkhardt Amateur Center in Watertown back in 1978 where it was sold it was used then. $599 was the price, and he allowed $408 trade-in for guys one 500C and power supply against his radio. So he had to pay $195 cash. He got himself a solid state Swan in 1978. Anyway, that's the rig, Rick, and I'm now expecting to hear a 20A on the air after having received a new dial and complete instruction. In 9RK, the new sideband, W9RAN.
I'll have you know that W9RAN, the one, the only wizard of Northwest Illinois, has sent me the Windows 7, it's called Central Electronics 20A for Dummies, and I have passed that along to a few other people who have read the actual manual from Central Electronics and were bamboozled. So I've actually received photographs with little arrows pointing towards dial position for dummies. So that, and he took pity on me that my VFO was a piece of cardboard and the dial with masking tape on it and little arrows pointing towards like 75 and that sort of thing. So, I'll ask more stupid questions later, Bob, but yes, when it comes time to Central Electronics, yeah, I make a promise, and it's here on the, it's on the net today, and it is the 22nd, that when it comes time to Central Electronics, I will have my 20A hooked to the Clipperton L, the Dentron Clipperton L, and for Bobby today, a solid state legal Swan. So, Bob, your 20A is sitting in the back end of my Volvo station wagon here just waiting for you. So
was going to deliver it to the Hamfest, but we'll have to work out something. Now, the alternate net control of the moment is WB9EGZ, and that's Dave up in McFarland, who will be running the net next week because I'm going to be a special guest host on another net, so God help them then. WB9EGZ, you're next. Tell them all that stuff that we got to tell them. This is N9RK.
Okay, Rick, N9RK, this is WB9EGZ, Dave in McFarland, and the snowflakes are still trickling down here, but not anything really on the ground. And hello to everybody, good seeing everyone there at the Stoughton Hamfest last week, getting the eyeball QSO. I am running Swan today, the Swan 350, you might hear it again next week if it's still running. I do have to replace the TR relay in it. I've got it sitting here in a little baggie, so I'll get that done before. Hopefully it'll keep working until then. And nothing, I don't have a bevy of Swans, just the 117 XC power supply and the 350. So I just have a pair of Swans today, Rick. Go ahead.
Well, it's a very legal pair of drifty 350 material. Thank you, Dave. Anything more to add?
Well, that's it. We'll be guest hosting next week, and I'm hoping to have some Swan trivia questions, so study up on your Swan history and trivia.
I don't know if that's a threat or a promise. We'll find out. N9DG, another miscreant that I ran into, talking tech at the Stoughton Hamfest. N9DG, who is now on frequency. Come now.
About North Freedom is in the Mr. Solid State himself. Thank you, Dwayne, for checking in, and yes, seeing you at Stoughton. WB9DQD, hello, Gene. Is it snowing up there? This is Rick, N9RK.
Okay, very good, Rick. WB9DQD, if it were snowing, we'd have a snowball because it's bright sunny here in Manitowoc and 40 degrees. We're utilizing the radio I got from Pat many years ago, the Grow Meteor SD-175. Take your pick, upper or lower sideband. I got them both. And with the 755 AVFO, Static Silver Eagle Microphony, and listening on the Drake R4. So far, copying most everybody. There's a few signals that are down a bit, but that's the propagation for the day. Tuesday, Jamie N9TBE and myself went over to Bruce N9KGR's home and the back 40. And I mean to tell you, he could almost be in competition with George EVT up on Washington Island. My goodness. There's just piles of stuff out there. Anyway, we met with Jeannie and Paul. That's Bruce's sister and brother-in-law from over there in Iowa. And I think Thursday, my radio guy, Bob Kinsey, was supposed to be there. I haven't heard anything about what results came from that. But we'll find out. I did two things I got from the estate were SB2LA amplifier and the MFJ-962 tuner, the original one with the band, with the switching inductor. I prefer that over the roller inductor. So anyway, we got those two items. And I did get my T-150 back that he was working on. It's incomplete right now. And also a Hammerlin HQ-110 that he was getting ready for me before he passed on. So anyway, that's about it from here. Rick, keep up the good work. And 9RK in the Vintage Sideband Net, WB9DQD.
Hey, Gene, are they going to have an online auction or some kind of auction, or what are they going to do with all that stuff?
Don't know at this time. I have to, Jamie and I will have to get a hold of Gene and see what came up with that radio guy. And because what they're going to do is just let him handle the whole, all the electronics.
All right, well, keep us posted, and thank you for checking in. Let's go, N9GH, the ears of the Vintage Sideband Net. Hello, Gary, what are you running? Remember, next month are Halicrafters month, so maybe you're 20?
All right, good morning, Rick. Good morning, the Vintage Sidebanders. And today I'm on a duck. I'm on a different bird. I'm on a duck. I'm on a drake. The drake separates here today, Rick, and running the drake T, the T4XC, which I just picked up that off of eBay, and got that online here, and running it with the R4C receiver, and running that into the L4B amplifier, and the same antenna set up there, the inverted V up at about 85 feet. With the link-coupled homebrewed transmatch. And so it is nice to see the people out there at meet a few of you out there at the Hamfest last week. And for whoever was asking about the speaker, one of the Halicrafter speakers, I'm the one who walked out with the R42, the responder, over at that one table. I picked that one up there. Needs a little work. I didn't even notice it, but somebody had soldered the lead to the back of the amp, back of the speaker, soldered it right to the terminals. Fortunately, you can take the solder off of those terminals and clean them up. But I've got that on the back shelf here, so that's another one just sitting on the shelf along with some of the other radios I got. So it's got a place to go if I ever get the whole shack working. So I had a good time at the Hamfest there anyway, and it was a nice to see a few of the people there. Anyway, that's the ticket here today, Rick, N9RK, and the Vintage Sidebanders, N9GH.
All right, well, thank you, and always appreciate your ears on the Vintage Sideband Net, and you're the one that got that speaker. You're the one. K9FWT, K9 Frank Whiskey Tom, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net. Be sure to tell everybody in your melodious tone who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now.
Okay, Rick, N9RK in the Vintage Sideband at T9FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois. That's northeastern Illinois. And as usual, we're running the FT101E with an unamplified D104, running that into an AL811. And the antenna is a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. And enjoying all the stations this morning. Some of the signal levels aren't as strong as usual, so that's band conditions. But I'm still copying everybody pretty well and enjoying the net and enjoying hearing all that Swan equipment. That sounds great. And enjoyed meeting you folks at the Stone Hamfest last Saturday. That was a great time. Great bunch of guys. Enjoyed it a lot. So back to you, Rick, N9RK, K9FWT.
Which means some of us are even better looking in person, right? Thank you, Ken, the notorious Ken from Kerry. All right, KQ9J. I can't even do my own phonetics this morning. Help me. This is N9RK, KQ9J. Take it away.
Okay, I'm glad you got that out of the way. Thank you, Rick, N9RK. And the busy side band, that's from my KQ9J here. Bob, extending to be Bob the Third this morning. Anyway, we're in Park Falls, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of Lake Superior. It's cloudy. We've had some snow already this morning. We still have snow on the ground here, and it's not the heat and warm temperatures coming up for at least another week here. I am running a 1-500 CM, and the last one here is using an inverted condenser.
All right, we hear a 500 swan. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much for getting that thing off the floor and on the bench and on the air. All right, again, thank you. K90A, there's only one Clark, and it's his turn. And I know, now I know where the Mr. T voice comes from on tune-up. He's given away his trade secret. Please come now, Clark. You may get a question.
Okay, Rick, N9RK, K90A. Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Was it just great? Setting off the smoke
alarm. Why does radio like to do that? I don't know. All right, I'll back off of the mic here a little bit. I guess I have some fast and crazy and a bunch of guys. I'm sorry, I missed so many folks. Like Gary, I'm sorry I'm fast and get across.
Anyway, I'm running swarm this morning. I am on the HF 700 Sierra, the SS-16D Special. PSU-3A power supply, and I am also using a Swan WM-1500 watt meter, and that's all going through my Zentron tuner, and 80-40 double bazooka at 45 feet. So, I'm using a tuner plus two microphones. So, if you got a question, lay it on me, big boy.
It's nice to be cute for a moment here. All right, first of all, let's get things out of the way. You get a bell for the double bazooka. And the swan on swan bus. No, not a bevy, just a singular one, but he has lots of accessories. All right, the Lafayette catalog of 1967. It's going to be a simple question for you there, Clark. Let's see here. On a Drifty 350, which was $420, no money down through Lafayette, easy payments available. Now, which is more expensive, the 117-volt AC power supply and speaker, or the 12-volt DC power supply? Which one was more expensive, the DC power supply or the AC power supply? Come down.
Oh boy, and I even have a DC power supply. I DC power supply.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Looking at the catalog right now, the DC power supply was $130 in $1967. And the heavy, clunky, with speakered AC power supply was $95. You are a winner on the Vintage Sideband Next, Clark. How about that?
Well, thank you very much, sir. Yeah. I have a 500C, and I sometimes thought about putting that. I have that 12-volt power supply. Maybe I'll get motivated to do that someday.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're going to have a beverage antenna hanging from the bumper, right?
I think 102-inch whip.
Ah, that would be very appropriate. All right, W9CBN, if he is still there and putting up with us. Good morning, Steve-O. Tell us everything we need to know. Come now.
Oh, you guys know it all. N9RK in the vintage single sideband nuts. I mean, just listening to you guys the last 40 minutes or so reminds me of just how nutty you guys truly are. Nothing has changed over the past couple of months. You guys are just still a couple of cans light of a six-pack. But that's okay. Good to hear everyone nonetheless. Rick, good to hear you again. Wondering how you've been doing. If you're still out there doing that reckless race car driving stuff, you know you're too old for that. But nonetheless, you know, you like doing that. You and Super Davey.
Man, I don't know. You know, you guys ain't getting no younger, and you're out there still burning rubber.
But being safe, and I know it's that season. In fact, Super Davey reminded us this morning on one of the AM nets that he's going to go out and rack up some points since it was cold, and he knew you wouldn't be there, so he'd pass you up with the points, totals, and all that neat stuff. All right, anyway, just so everybody knows, call here is Whiskey 9, Charlie, Bravo, November, and we're Sierra Tango, Echo, Victory, Oscar. Not to be confused with those other guys out there. So we got the Oscar at the end. And we're in Milwaukee, a great place by a great Lake Michigan's western shoreline. Looking at about 39 degrees right now. A little bit windy out there. Supposed to get some possible rain coming in. Won't be no more than in the 40s all weekend. And looks like we may even get some freezing temperatures as well. So a little bit of everything. Good time to be out here playing a little bit of radio. And of course, we still have some sideband stuff. It was just out of line momentarily. Matter of fact, let me tell you what we're running right now. We're on the FT-101 station. We got about 7 or 8 pieces in line right now featuring the FT-101 Echo transceiver. Using the FL-2100 Bravo as well with it, and you know, a bunch of other stuff that comes along with it. We were running this guy on 40 meters AM up through last summer, and we took it out of line for the BMW 5100, and this little poor guy just has been sitting in the corner. So we finally decided to hook it up last week, tuned it on 3842 for the vintage single sideband nuts, and nobody was around. Yeah, you guys are all up in stoke, but that's okay. Anyway, we tuned it up on Monday. We were able to get it on Monday. All right, man, I guess I've got all caught up in everything. Kind of disappointed nobody's out there illegal, because, man, I got some boo blockage, and they like to get that booze out of me if I can. So maybe there's somebody in back that'll be a violator, and I can get some relief. Alright, N9 really kooky, and the vintage single sideband nuts. From Milwaukee, where if you've got the time, we've got the beer. Whiskey 9, Charlie Bravo, November.
And there's Steve-O moving to the grooving. Thank you, Steve-O, on an FT-101. WB9 Victor, go Oscar, you're next, whether you like it or not, to the vintage sideband net, and I am N9RK, come now.
Okay, Rick, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone. The station here. Not this month, though. Don't have a spot, but it's good to hear him out there. I always like hearing all the rigs I heard when I first got in the hobby. Back to you, Rick. Thank you for picking me up.
You know, you're Bob Cube today, so, and thank you for the drinks, you know, that I feel the warm fuzzies coming all this way, so, KC9FYL, oh, I got a ladybug crawling on me right now, hope he doesn't eat too much, or he, as the case may be, we got to use the correct pronouns here, KC9FYL, hey, tell us where your broadcast facilities are.
Okay, Rick. Good morning to you and everybody on the net. This is KC9FYL, Radio Free Cold Spring, with studios and transmitters on the Upper West Side. Same as always, one block from the Loop downtown. And enjoying the vintage sideband net this morning. Everybody sounds nice and vintagey. And now let's see. I'm too lazy to move over to another state, so today we're on the Helicrafters HT-37, and I think I was about maybe 9 years old when these things went on the market, and the SX-111 receiver, which sounds like it's got a sore throat. I gotta get in there and do some checking. The audio sounds a little fuzzy. Anyway, everybody's sounding good. And enjoying the swans. Not too many of them on this Saturday morning. But anyway, doing a good job, Rick. Back to you. N9RK, KC9FYL.
Well, just think there, John. In a couple weeks, those Hallow Scratchers are going to be, you're going to get the bell. So just remember, don't be doing something else by then. Just do the Helicrafters. Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie. Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie. Good morning, Wayne. Good to hear you again and seeing you at the Stoughton Ham Fest. Please come now.
Okay, Rick, this is W1QC, Wayne in Oshkosh, and 37 degrees here on the western shore of Lake Winnebago, operating the Kenwood TS-830F this week with the truck stop CD microphone instead of the $1 mic, and the Dentron Super Tuner modified, and a 80-meter inverted V up at 50 feet here on the side of the house. Great day here. It's overcast. Nice, crisp spring day here in Wisconsin. And yesterday, the air raid siren went off here in Oshkosh. I don't know if there was... they usually don't test the sirens except on Saturday at noontime. That's when they test them here in Oshkosh, and so for some reason maybe there was a tornado warning or something, I don't know, but it was kind of weird. And then something happened to my VHF vertical. Now I gotta climb up the roof and drag a ladder up and put it on the little roof tower that I had, and get up to the top of the mast and take it down to see what is wrong with it. So that's another project here. So other than that, everybody sounds good today, and I'm hearing most people on the on my radio, and I'm hearing just about all of them on the SDR, which is recording this net. So back to you, Rick. This is W1QC73.
Well, thank you, Wayne. And again, nice to have met you, and thank you for recording the net for us. Last on the list, KC9 Papa Frank Hotel. Please come now. You are part of the Vintage Sideband Net. This is N9RK. Come again. Come now.
N9RK, KC9PFH. Well, good morning, Rick, and good morning to everybody on the frequency here. This is Kilo Charlie 9, Papa Foxtrot Hotel,
in Blackhurst, Wisconsin, flagrantly and unapologetically violating yet again with my FCDX 101 Delta. And just thought I'd check in this morning. How are you this morning, Rick? Over.
I am just fine, and I just love your audacity that you unapologetically come in on a vintage sideband net where you're supposed to be on a tube store with 1979 or a rotary band switch. But, yeah, we're going to make you official, but not anytime soon. Come back again, sir. Do you have any other comments over there at Blackhurst, Wisconsin?
Well, I'll tell you about my antenna system and my amplifier. This 101 is driving an AL80B, getting about 700 watts out of it right now, 700, 750, into a tri-band dipole of my own construction. It's a 160, 80, and 40 dipole, and works fairly well for me. So anyway, yeah, well, I intend to continue to pester you folks with my modern equipment here. I've got three transceivers. I have the oldest one is the FT990, which is a wonderful radio. And but in order to operate that, I have to crawl around behind my operating desk and get it hooked up and hook up the keying line and the antenna. And so I figured I'd just check in with my regular radio, which is the 101. So anyway, Rick, thanks for picking me up and running the net. I always enjoy this net. This is KC9 TFH in Black Earth.
Well, once again, do we sanction this kind of modern radio business on this net?
No. You'd even enjoy it more if you had a tube radio.
Yeah. You haven't gotten the... I used to be the Boomaster, now you realize that. Oh! That should give you 40 over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, keep them coming, folks.
Thank you, KC9PFH. And he was Tail Gunner Charlie, last on the list. Who else would like to be part of the Vintage Sideband Net? If you'd like that, please spread them out and use phonetics. My call is N9RK.
November Niner, Kilo, Tango, Uniform.
N9KTU, you're on the list. Anybody else? Well, it's up to you. You're it. N9KTU, tell us where you're at, what your name is, and the very legal Vintage radio you're running. Come now.
Alrighty, very good there, Rick. Well, let's see. Name here is Fred, and I'm calling from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, small little town called McFarland. Boy, during the week we had some warmer days. We lost all of our snow, and now we're just waiting for spring to roll around. And let's see, the radio is a Kenwood TS-830, which that's running to an amp supply, amplifier, and then I have a homebrew tuner and ladder line out to inverted V, and that's about it here for the radio. Oh, one other thing there, Rick. I'm running a half-cent electric mic cartridge on this radio. And that's all we have, Rick. I'm 9KTU.
Thank you, Fred. And I don't know how this half-cent electric microphone cartridge thing got started, but it's taking over the world. All right. Thank you from the where my weather comes from, and that would be the UP of Michigan. All right. It comes from there, and I'm hoping it gets down here because it's a little chilly for this time in April. All right, one more call, and then we're pulling the plug. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net. Any other check-ins? Any relays? Okie dokie. Well, next week you get to hear the melodious tones of WB9EGZ as net control, as I will be guest hosting on another network. I will be going over from the dark side of the force to the light. So, at least I've been told that. This is N9RK saying 73 to all and to all a good day.